Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Kate Large, the founder of the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers community. I'm so thrilled that you are here today. This is the Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness program with Dr. Anne Marie Evers and myself. I'm so excited. This is a life-changing information. Affirmations, when properly done, always work. And Dr. Anne Marie Evers is going to share with us today just how to make that happen. Now, Dr. Anne Marie is a best-selling author on the power of properly done affirmations. Her main book, Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness, is now in its 8th edition, and it's available on Amazon.com. So she's going to be sharing with us some wonderful information about the 5 W's of how to make the affirmations work the very best way possible for you. But before we get started, I just want to share with you that you may want to take a few notes, and there was a handout in your email. If you can print that out, that will help you to follow along with the information that she's going to be sharing with you today. So to tell you just a little bit more about Anne Marie before we get started, her significant contribution to the world is all about opening our hearts and connecting with that energy of what we want to create, and doing that through the power of affirmations. She's changed thousands and thousands and thousands of people's lives with this wonderful energy of connection that she shares. Anne Marie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. It's a great honor to be here, and I'm very, very excited. And, you know, people ask me, how did you ever get started doing affirmations? And, you know, I really had to think about that, and I had to go back in my memory bank. And I remember when my son was born, I was a 23-year-old person with a son that was born with crooked feet. And his feet were so crooked they were touching the ankles. And people said, oh, he'll never walk, you know, he'll be in a wheelchair all his life. And I remember looking at him sitting in his high chair and looking and saying, my son will walk. And I'd look at him and say, David, you will walk. And it was amazing how I just believed it. And people looked at me and said, well, he needs an operation. It'd be about $3,000. Now, in those days, that was a lot of money. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, you know, Kate, that was a lot. And so I didn't know what to do, so I kept on affirming. And would you believe a person in the place where we were working set me up with the Shriners in Spokane, and they fixed his feet, and when I took him home, I would have to still bring him back for checkups. But I remember one time when he was about 12, he was skating, and I was sitting watching him skate and crying. And this lady says, what's wrong with you? Why are you crying? And I said, you'd never understand, because I was so thankful that he was able to skate and walk and act like a normal child, because when he was born, it looked like that would never happen. So, Kate, I didn't even know I was doing an affirmation at that time, but it was the most powerful affirmation of my whole life.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a beautiful story, and what a wonderful thing to learn about.
And then, you know, people say, how did you get started in it too as well? But then my first husband, Al, he was a chef, and he became an alcoholic. And so I thought to myself, well, I have to do one of three things. I either have to take the kids and leave him, drink with him, or find other interests. And so I checked every way I could to see if there's anybody in my family that could take my two children and I. And of course, no one was, because everyone was struggling the same as I was. So then that was out. So then the option to drink with him was certainly out, because I didn't want the children to have two alcoholic parents. So the last one was find other interests. So that's what I did, Kate. I went and I found all interests I could find. I reading bumps on the head and everything. And then I finally came across affirmations. And I thought, well, might as well try this. It sounds kind of interesting. And then I thought to myself, well, you know, that's kind of what I did with David when his feet got fixed and they were crooked. And so I started doing them, but I didn't say that he would quit drinking, my first husband, but I said that things would get better in the house, and because you can't order up that somebody do something because we all have free will. But he cut down on his drinking, and most importantly, I changed my attitude and my way of thinking and realized he had a problem and things got better in our home. Mm-hmm. So, you see, I felt that through something negative, like in The Secret, came a positive outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we change our energy and our perspective of things, it becomes magical in the way things start to change in our lives.
It sure does, and I was so excited when I found the affirmations that I started using them for everything, and they started working, and then I was doing trial and error. I'd try one way, and then I'd try another way, and then I remember I was reading the cards of life, and one gentleman came and had a reading, and then he said to me, used to do sample affirmations for career, for money, for health, and for relationships, and I'd have piles of these different affirmation forms, and he said to me, he said, why don't you write a book? He said, you share so much really good information. And that was in 1979. And I said, well, I said, I'm unknown. Who would buy my book? And I never forget what he did. He pointed to the piles of paper and said, those people, and those people. So from a remark from a stranger, isn't it amazing how that can happen? How it set me on a course that changed my life and thousands of people worldwide, you know?
Wow. And Anne-Marie, you have people write to you all the time about how the affirmations have changed their life. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. I have. In fact, I was going to them the other day, and I have so many, I've had to start another whole box full of testimonials because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just what, but they have to really, there's a way to do them, you know, Kate, because if you just do an affirmation and you don't be specific, you really, it really, it doesn't do justice to the affirmation process.
Well, I know that you have the 5 W's of affirmations that you share with people to help the affirmations that people use to be really, really powerful. Can you share those with us?
Oh, I would love to, Kate. And the first one, well, the 5 W's, the first one, of course, is what. And just what is an affirmation? Well, I like to say an affirmation is like a positive statement, sentence, and stating exactly what you desire and being very specific. And, you know, we need to know that any idea that is accepted by our brain or the subconscious mind is automatically transferred into an action of some kind. You know, sometimes it takes seconds, minutes, or longer, but ideas always produce a reaction of some kind. And when you do affirmations, it provides a simple, effective vehicle to access your subconscious mind. And you know, Kate, the subconscious mind is our humble servant, always wanting to please us and carry out our instructions. And when people say to me, I've never done an affirmation, I say, really? Huh. Have you ever had a birthday cake with candles? Ever blown out the candles and made a wish? And they say, yep, done that. I say, then you've done an affirmation. It's as simple as that. You know, as simple as doing a wish. I always say affirmations are like prayers, wishes, or goals, only we make them more structured and specific.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and about words, too. Words are the business of our mind, and they could be called our inner enterprise. And words are your mind's source of information. So when we use the words to create affirmations, think what we're doing. It's just amazing how things fall into place. And so then we go to the next one is, what? Then we have the where. Where can you do affirmations? You can do affirmations anywhere you want to. And you can do them, you know, in your car while waiting for someone. You can do them. And as long as you can do them while driving, as long as you're very careful how you're driving and pay attention to it. And when do you do them? You can do them anytime. You can do any affirmations anytime you wish. And you can do them when you're waiting in the doctor's office or whenever. But I suggest once you do create your master affirmation, which is like your will, you only do it once, then I suggest that you take it out every morning and every evening and read it over. And by reading it over, then you step ahead and you bring in your 5 senses. You see what you're affirming is already happening. You hear people saying, wow, are you so lucky? And you smell your favorite fragrance. You feel how great you feel. And for taste, you take a drink of water or bite into a juicy apple. So that takes care of the what, the where, and the when, and the why. Why do we do affirmations? Well, we do them because we want to create something in our life. We want to have happiness. We want to order up certain material things. We need a new career. We're looking for a relationship. And then the who, Kate, which is the end of the five W's, is anybody can do them. And you know, I have a 5-year-old girl that's doing affirmations, and what she's doing is she's just saying, you know, I'm happy. And I have a 104-year-old great grandmother who's doing one. And now most of her affirmations are for continued health for her and her family. But it's no respecter of persons, because affirmations work within the law of attraction. And you and I and everyone knows the law of attraction is like attracts like, more gathers more. What you think about, you bring about. And also, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And what you are seeking is seeking you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the five W's of affirmation is what is the affirmation, and that's stating what you want.
Exactly.
And being specific about it. And the two,
being very specific, yes.
And two is we can do it anywhere. We can have their affirmations anywhere. I know I use them specifically almost every time I'm looking for a parking place. I know there's a parking place here for me right up front. Yeah. Or if I think I need to walk because I need to exercise, it may be at the end of the parking lot. But it's a special parking place just for me. And when is any time. And four, why we do it is to create something specific. And
yes, exactly.
The who is anyone. Anyone can do affirmations. And Maria, I know you had some surgery the last part of last year, and something really interesting happened with you with regard to affirmations. Can you share that?
I certainly can. And what happened was that I did an affirmation that my surgery was successful, and it was very successful. And the doctor said, you know, he said, you're amazing. You came through it so well. And then I went home, but I didn't say anything about infection because I didn't know if I wanted to bring that into it. And I wasn't quite sure how to do it. Anyway, I came home and I developed a really severe infection in my, I had colon cancer, had it removed. And so what happened is then I had a deep, deep wound, and I started doing an affirmation that my wounds heal quickly and completely and easily. And when the nurse came, she came every second day to dress my wounds at the house. She said, you know, your wounds are healing so quickly. And I was delighted, and I said, that's great, isn't it? And she said, well, you know, that's good and not so good. And I said, well, what's the not so good? She says, the wounds need to heal from the inside out. So now we have to open some of them up, so the outer ones, so the healing process from deep within can kick into place. So guess what I did? I created another master affirmation that said, my wounds are healing completely and easily from the inside out. Isn't that amazing? And that worked.
Mm, great, great. Thank goodness for you. Well, and it's, we really need to be as specific as possible with our affirmations because, you know, one of the examples you gave me was like if you order something from Sears or from Amazon. If you go to Amazon, which I know everyone who's listening today is familiar with Amazon. If
yes,
you just go to Amazon and just say, send me something, then they're going to go, what? So can you share with us how we need to really be more specific?
Exactly. Now, I want to tell you the story of Eva Grace. Eva Grace was one of my affirmation students, and after a rather nasty divorce, and after she felt ready, she decided to do an affirmation, and actually she decided to blow breath into it to meet a love partner. So what she did was she created a properly done affirmation, and she phoned me and made sure we had it all right, and ordering up that special man. And she made it very specific, saying exactly what she desired in this man. And incidentally, when you're ordering up these qualities in a man, you yourself need to have those qualities as well, because like attracts like. Mm-hmm. And she also took it a step further. She was using her steadily building faith. And she, you know what she did, Kate? She visited a wedding dress shop, and she picked out her wedding dress, and she wanted, and she asked the sales clerk to put the order in, as it had to be specially made. And one of the girls in the shop asked her, what does your husband do for a living? She replied, I don't know. And then she was asked, where was he from? And again, she said, I don't know. And the girls in the shop shook their heads and thought she was a bit far out. And then one of them could not contain herself and asked her, what was her fiancé's name? And she said, I don't know. I have not met him yet, but I'm doing this affirmation. I know it's just a matter of time. I can imagine the conversation that went on when they left the shop, when she left the shop. She decided to check out some wedding invitations and wedding cake, doing the same thing. And she goes into a jewelry store and picked out a ring saying her fiancé and her would be in to purchase in the next couple of months. Well, now this was really taking steps of faith, wasn't it, Kate? But the conclusion was she met George a couple of months later, and they got married 6 months after. And the salespeople in the wedding shop, the printing shop, the bakery, the jewelry store were all totally surprised when she walked in a couple of months after her first visit and introduced them to her real-life fiancé. And they were so impressed that they asked her how to do affirmations. And I think she sold about 15 of my books that day telling the people about how to do it.
Oh,
and
that's a wonderful
And they're happily
story.
Married even to this day, yeah. Yeah,
well,
and
I
then
know.
Another one was was Louisa. She was working on receiving a grant to help her finance a children's program. And she told me she kept saying over and over and over during the day, I have my grant, I have my grant. And then she went to bed saying it. And the strange thing happened. She met a man named Grant, and they got married, and now she has her grant.
She wasn't quite specific enough.
That's why it's so important to be specific.
And I know you have, there's four things that a master affirmation should include. Can you tell us more about those things?
Well, now, a master affirmation, some people get confused. And see, what I do is there's lots of types of affirmations, but the affirmations that I teach mostly are the master affirmation and the short form affirmation. Now, a master affirmation is your order to the universe. That's when you say, okay, like somebody says, I want a man in my life. You sit down and you think about it. You clear your mind and then you think about it. I want a love relationship. It could be a man looking for a lady or whatever, whoever. And then they decide exactly what they want, and they write it out, and being very specific, and they use the three P's. It has to be personal, positive, and present tense, because if they say, I, your name, deserve and will meet someone, you're putting it off into the future, perhaps some future lifetime. So the magic words are deserve and now have or now am, whatever you want. And it is so powerful. And then you need to always say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I always add the safety clause to the good of all parties concerned, because it's so important. Because if the affirmation you're doing is not to your highest good, as well as everyone concerned, it won't happen. You may have to edit it, change it. You may have to start all over again and make it so it works. But, you know, and then one lady told me, she says, I'm really afraid to do affirmations because they're going to happen. I'm not sure I want it. And then when I told her about the safety clause to the good of all parties, she said, oh, that works for me. That'll work great. So now she's doing it, and she's creating master affirmations like you wouldn't believe it. You know, everyone, she said, they're all coming true.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not afraid. It took that fear away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to, in the contract that I do, once you write it out, then you say to the good of all parties concerned, and thank you, thank you, thank you, because we need to be thankful and grateful for all our blessings. And then you date and sign it. Now, once you've dated and signed it, guess what you've done? You've made a firm and binding contract with God, universal mind, or whoever you believe in.
Mm, wonderful.
And it's so powerful. But the thing is, people, I know I get emails, and sometimes people misunderstand. They think they have to do their master affirmation every day. No, they don't. Once they do your master affirmation, and make it colorful, because color wakes up and excites the subconscious mind, and make it, you know, specific what you want. If you're ordering up a relationship, love relationship, use pink. Use the color pink and hearts. If you're doing one for money, use green and put, you know, money all around it. And for health, you put blue for healing or purple, whatever you believe in. And then when you get your master affirmation finished and you've dated and signed it, You got your contract. You slip it into a plastic insert sheet. Then you see your work is done. That's your master affirmation. You don't do it over and over again. It's kind of like your last will and testament. You do it once. And then what you do, the process afterwards, is to take it out then every morning and every evening and read it over. And then you do your step ahead a few weeks, days, weeks, months, whatever in your mind, and you bring in your five senses. So that's where the five senses come in. And then the short form affirmation is simply several key words taken from your master affirmation. So say you're ordering up doing an affirmation for a career. So what you would say then, your short form would be, say your master affirmation would say, I, your name, deserve and now have the perfect, lasting, successful career wherein I receive in excess of so many dollars, and you say net or gross, and then I have harmonious working relationships and I'm happy to the good of all parties. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I fully accept. You date and sign it. And then you see you have that already written out, your affirmation. Then you take your short form would be perfect, lasting, successful career, me now. And you could jot that down several times during the day, or you can say it over and over. Because if you say it over and over, you wear deep grooves in your subconscious mind. And also, it keeps your affirmation on the front burner of your mind.
Okay, so let's quickly recap what you've just shared with us, because everyone has their handout, and in their handout, there's a master affirmation should include, and that is the three P's of the personal, the
positive.
Present tense, the positive, and the present tense. So
right.
They need to write your affirmation out in the positive, present, personal tense. And then number two, to the good of all concerned, that's the safety clause. So we
should
be able to include that. And number three is say thank you, thank you, thank you. And that really anchors that energy and helps to solidify what we're working to create. And then number four is to really shift that energy by feeling that whole, when you read through that affirmation, you're really shifting that energy into, I deserve this.
Yes, and you know what, Kate, too? You really need to develop that deservedness, because if you don't, like when I was ordering up my second husband, I was doing an affirmation, I, Anne-Marie, now have a loving, lasting, happy relationship, and it wasn't working. And I thought, well, I've been doing it for about 6 months, and I was getting discouraged. So I went to bed one night, and I thought, why is this not working for me? I teach other people. It's got to work for me, or else I can't teach it. And, you know, I woke up with the word ringing in my mind the next day, and it was deserve. And I added the word deserve, and within 3 weeks, I met the man I was married to until he sadly passed away 14 years later.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's that shifting into that energy makes all the difference in the world, all the difference in the world. I know I'll share very briefly a little, I have a little story about affirmations. I wanted a new car, and I wanted it really bad, but I work at home, so I felt like what you just said, I didn't really deserve or need a new car. And this went on for years, and my car had the best heater in Colorado, but it didn't really have much paint left on it. It was an old car. And I stood right there and I looked at that car and I thought, this car directly reflects how I feel about myself, and I don't feel like that about myself. And so I got in the car and I started visualizing what it would feel like to have that new vehicle that I wanted, and really got into that energy of being able to look out the moonroof and push the little key fob to make the doors lock and all of that. And then I drove out of the parking lot because I was right in that energy and just went on about my day. And next thing you know, just a few weeks later, I now have a new SUV, and it's a Mercedes.
Wonderful.
I could never have, I didn't even know what it looked like or what I wanted, except I wanted an SUV, so I started putting in, you know, this is what it would feel like, and got into that energy of what it would feel like and deserving it, and then it had no choice but to manifest in my life.
That is beautiful. I love that. And that reminds me of when I wanted a car, I went into Honda in Bellingham when I was working in Washington, and I went in there and I sat there and I felt the steering wheel, and I smelled the newness, And I saw the car and brought in my five physical senses. And I sat there, and the fellow said to my husband at the time, "What is she doing?" "Oh, she's just visualizing, doing her thing." And then when I drove it off the lot just a little bit. And then when we were going home, my husband said to me, I was driving, he said, "How does it feel to drive your new car?" And I said, "Like always." And he said, "What do you mean? It's the first time you've ever driven it." And I said, "Oh, no, sweetheart. This is the 100th time I've driven it in my mind." Mm-hmm. You see, because the mind does not know the difference between a real and imagined event, and it accepts it and stores it for all times. And that's what the exciting thing is. That's why it's so important. The thoughts we think, we cannot afford to think negative thoughts. And I believe we create with every thought we think and every word we say. Mm-hmm. So when we do that, remember, we're very powerful creators, and we can create negative as well as positive.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And we recreate from that energy. If we have an experience that maybe it wasn't very pleasant for us, we put that in our archive of experiences. And when we want to create something new, instead of casting aside the old, we bring that up and recreate from it. And then we're disappointed again. But to be able to use affirmations in this beautiful way that you're sharing with us, and to be able to really shift our energy into that new, wonderful place of what we're working to create, then that energy has no choice but to manifest as what we're working to create.
Exactly, and I believe working with unconditional love and mm-hmm. love, you know, and sometimes it's hard to do that because we really don't feel like loving a situation or something. And that's why we have, like the affirmations I teach are the master affirmations, which we've already gone through, and we also have the short form affirmations. There's another type of affirmation, Kate, that I teach is the joint one. That's where people get together and do an affirmation for the same effect. Like that's like my nightly affirmation prayer, where everyone gets together. We've been doing this for 25 years, every night at 11 Pacific Standard Time. And what we simply do is we start off with saying, I thank you for your blessings, even those that don't seem like blessings. And then we order up divine wisdom and divine order to our world leaders, peace in the world, healing, love, and respect for Mother Earth, cures for cancer, AIDS, and all disease, and healing and protection for our men and women in the armed forces, both here and overseas, and anyone suffering from starvation, catastrophes, war. We send them healing and love, and we ask that they receive financial aid. And then we put our personal affirmations, and I receive prayer requests worldwide from people by email, by fax, by phone calls, by letters. And then I just say all the people, I hold them on my lap, all the people, I have a whole list now, it's pretty heavy, and I put it on my lap and I ask that all their prayers be answered to their highest good, Kate. That's so important. They're all answered, but to their highest good, because I'm sure you, and I know I, can look back and say, thank God for some unanswered prayers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they weren't to our good, were they,
right,
when you really
right.
look at it, but we thought they were at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did put in the little handout that everyone got, the personal affirmation contract method that you have put together, and you just went over those things, but some of the materials that you could use to create your master affirmation, Anne-Marie suggested using color so that brings in your senses more with the color, putting pictures on your master affirmation of what it is that you're wanting to create in your life, and of course you'd need scotch tape or glue or your picture or your 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and you want to put it in a sleeve of some kind to keep it safe so that it doesn't wear easily, and to be able to look at that every day so that you can be reminded easily of that master affirmation, and then you can condense it down to the short affirmation to use throughout your day.
Yeah, and two, you can use them when you're exercising and walking. You can say, healthier and healthier, me now. Now, the reason you say me now is there's a lot of people out there that are healthy, so you want to bring it to you. So healthier and healthier, me now as you walk, or slimmer, younger, and healthier, or whatever you want to say. You can say body functioning wonderfully, me now, and always, but bring it to you because it makes it personal. It brings it to you. And
oh,
I have to tell you about this. This is kind of interesting about Sandy's love affirmation. She was a great affirmation student and really believed in the power of doing affirmation. And she did create a wonderful affirmation and had a sketch of the man she wanted and her picture beside him. She also had the type of car he would drive, which was a yellow convertible, and even types of shoes he wore. When she met Ralph and brought him to meet me at a restaurant, I could not help but look at his shoes because they looked familiar. When I went to the washroom, Ralph said to Sandy, "That Aunt Marie seems like such a nice lady, but I'm afraid she has a foot fetish because she kept looking at my feet." And Sandy laughed and pulled out her master affirmation, which was in color and beautiful pictures all around it, and she pointed to the pair of shoes. He sort of gasped and looked at his shoes and said, then they both broke into laughter. And when I got back, I asked them what was so funny, and they shared what had happened. And I asked Ralph, "By the way, what kind of car do you drive?" He sort of smiled and pointed to one of Sandy's master to her affirmation, and that beautiful yellow convertible. He says, "Look outside the window. There it is." And there it was, a yellow convertible.
Oh my goodness. It was
amazing how she ordered up. Now, I don't say people should do that. That's being very specific about the shoes and that. But whatever works for the person, you know, Kate, because we're all different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for her, it worked great.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. Oh, my goodness. Emery, we do have a question from someone. And just one second here. That question was, and I think we really should answer this. Is it possible to have an affirmation to heal someone else? This lady's husband suffers from chronic migraines. She says, how can I make an affirmation to heal him?
Well, you know, I believe affirmations are personal. I would really be happy if she, I don't know his belief system, but if he would do an affirmation and then she does a support affirmation, it's very powerful. But if that's not possible, I always say that we cannot do affirmations to change someone. Like we couldn't do an affirmation that our child quits smoking or takes a certain course or becomes a doctor or a dentist because they have free will. But I believe we can send healing to all our loved ones and healing and love. And what I would do is if she can't get him to do his own master affirmation or do one, help him do one, and she could do a support one, then she just closes her eyes and sends him healing and visualizes him healed. And I believe both ways work. But yeah, I would love to see him do it himself. But sometimes some men are a little bit reluctant to do that. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, now I did include with the handout that everyone got, they got some samples of your master affirmation, but they also got the master affirmation checklist of the questions.
Yes.
Those are wonderful, wonderful questions. Do you want to go over those just real quick?
Yeah, just a minute. I have to find my notes here all over the place. Okay, materials needed. Just give me a minute. It's so important to really, really, you know, get in a mode before you do. Okay, the affirmation checklist is, you want to make sure it's specific because we've just said why in quite a few ways. And make it heartfelt and emotionally charged. And make it resonate with you. Like, if you're doing an affirmation that doesn't really resonate with you, really think about it. Is that what you really, really want? And also, do you feel it in your body? And did you release any negative feelings and beliefs? And I always say before I start my affirmations, I forgive everyone and everything that's ever hurt me. I forgive myself. I love, respect, and approve of myself just the way I am. And then I start doing my affirmation. And I call that the extended toothbrush exercise because if people remember to do it when they brush their teeth, they do brush their teeth morning and evening, morning and night, so then they'll remember to do their affirmations. So that's what I call the extended toothbrush exercise. And then really important to use the words deserve and now have, and we've gone over that, haven't we, Kate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And is it colorful, exciting, and interesting? And this is a very important thing. Is it designed not to hurt or take from anyone? One man, I was doing a workshop, and he put his hand up, and he said, affirmations don't work. And I said, oh, can you come up and tell us about it? And so he came up and says, well, I like the lady next door, but she doesn't like me. And I said, well, tell me about the lady next door. Is she married? Oh, yeah, she's got a husband, but he's real grumpy, but I still would like her. I said, well, with all due respect, that's not a proper affirmation. You should do one that you, your name, deserve and now have a loving, lasting, happy relationship with the perfect lady for you. Now, I said she won't be perfect, but she'll be perfect for you. So about 6 months later, he came back to one of my workshops and he brought this lady and he said, oh, I want you to meet Linda. Well, at that time, I'd forgotten and there's so many people coming up to talk to me. And he said, you know, my affirmation. So he had stopped worrying about the woman next door, which is incorrect because we never heard or take from anyone, and he ordered up his own relationship, which was the thing to do. Mm. And then, does it contain the safety clause? That's very important. I always stress that. And you know, we need at least, it needs to be believability. We have need about a 51% believability factor that it can manifest in most cases. However, having said that, I've had affirmations that have manifested immediately and within like a few seconds. And, you know, but it depends on, and I know one time at my summer place, I was talking to my friend, we were having a cup of tea, and I said, I sure wouldn't mind having a dresser in that bedroom. And she said, yeah, it would fit really nice. And I swear, 30 seconds later, somebody knocked on the door and said, well, I've just sold my place and I can't take this dresser. Would you like it? And my friend looked at me and she said, I don't believe it. And I said, well, I don't either, but it's happened. And then she gave me a picture and a lamp, and it was just like that was instantly. But sometimes it doesn't happen instantly. And but it's important to have a believability factor. Make it reasonable. I think even me now, if I was to sit here and say, I believe I have $1 million in my hand, I think I have to be honest that that would be rather difficult. So then you do the step process. You start off with and you say you have an extra $1,000 or an extra $5,000 or an extra $10,000. And when you use the word extra, because you see, one lady ordered up, she had $500,000 and she sold her house and she had $500,000. So, you know, you need to say the word extra because it's over and above what you're already receiving. You know what I mean? And then do you really, did you say thank you three times? And then did you really and truly want what you're affirming? Sometimes we're doing it because our family wants us to or thinks we should. Or a friend said, oh, you should do that. And then they do it. And then they wish they hadn't. Like a friend was telling me something last night about one of her relatives that her friend said, I think you should sell that. You don't need that. And she sold it. And then she said, why did I sell it? I really wanted it, right? So make sure it's... Make sure it's what you want, and make sure it's what you want, not what somebody else wants for you. Mm-hmm. And then you make sure you date and sign it, because when you date and sign it, you see you make a firm and binding contract with God, Creator, Universal Mind, whoever you believe in. That's the same as when you sign, like you buy a car or you buy a house, you sign it. Your signature and your date is on there. It makes it very, very powerful. And then make it colorful and have fun doing it too. You know, you got to have fun doing affirmations. It's not all serious. You can have a lot of fun. And then say yes to the universe. And when you say yes, I believe it meets you more than halfway. And then what was very important too, which I want to stress, is I think when you're doing master affirmations, I really suggest that you do each one separate on a separate page, because if you give a confused order, you may get a confused answer. So in other words, if you're doing one for a relationship, put it in a plastic insert sheet on its own. And if you're doing one for money, put it in a plastic insert sheet on its own as well. And then you can take them out in the morning. People say, how many affirmations can you do? Well, I'd suggest starting off with three, but all in separate insert sheets. And you take them out and look at them. And then you can, I do 20 a day when I want to. You know, if I feel like 20, I just have them, I pull them out and I read them. And you step ahead, and that's the process. Once you've done it, you've created your affirmation. You don't do it over and over again.
And getting into that energy of, like you said, our subconscious doesn't distinguish between what is real and what it is that we're just thinking about. But creating that energy in our minds and in our body, it does write those neural pathways that begin that formation of that creation energy. It starts to take form right there in our thoughts, and then it becomes inevitable that it's going to create as actual form in our reality.
Exactly. That's very well put. That's exactly what it is. And that's why we tap into that energy. And you know, the affirmations are not a cult. They're not anything like that. You're working within the natural energy that's within each and every one of us. And we all have the power to create. It was put into us the day we were born. But we need to, first of all, recognize it, then access it, and then use it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, well,
and
we
to the
have...
highest good of all.
Absolutely. Got to get that safety clause in there.
Yes, okay. I always add that. I'm very, very strict about that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That makes it perfect for everyone, because then it does bring about the highest good. And what's interesting is that sometimes what we think is our highest good, like you said before, it may not be. But what when we do create that highest good, that's what brings us the most happiness.
That's right. And I believe that the power is within. We need to access it. And mm-hmm. so many people look. I have a lady that I know. She's 88 years old. She said to me not too long ago, she said, you know, Dr. Evers, I have spent my life looking for happiness. And she said, you know what? I found it. And I said, I'm so glad. Where did you find it? And she traveled all over the country, gone to workshops and all over. And she said, I found it with the strangest place. I found it within me.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? She spent her whole life looking for it, and it was always within. So I tell people to access, and happiness is an inside job, you know. It mm-hmm. comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
We can get up in the morning and decide to be happy or decide not to. It's up to us. It's our choice.
Well, I have decided, and I have found this to work beautifully, not to get out of bed until I'm in that happiness energy.
That's beautiful. I wish everyone would do that.
Yeah. I tell you what, I got into the habit of doing it through the holidays, and then I got really rushed at kind of the last few days of the holidays, and I
yeah.
woke up and was in a hurry to get up, and I just get up, and life wasn't so much fun those days.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? That is so true, and it is true. And people say to me, especially right now in my life, because I'm going through a rather I guess, challenging time, you might call it. They say, how can you keep on doing affirmations? How can you believe when you've just had surgery and colon cancer removed and you're taking chemo? Sadly, my dear husband, Reggie, passed away December the 12th. And they say, how can you even think about doing affirmations? Well, you know what? If I don't do affirmations and I don't believe in them, I stop my belief in them, I feel like I would lose myself, because mm-hmm. I believe they're so much a part of me, you know?
Mm-hmm. They are. They are. And your love and your light is reaching so many people and making a huge difference in their life. We're just so honored to have you with us today. And we do all send, I know that I'm sure that the people who are listening, I can speak for them too, that we are all sending love and light to you as you heal during this time.
Thank you. And it's interesting. I can feel all the prayers. And it's one, I was in the hospital too, my group that I teach affirmations to. I had someone take the group because I was there in the hospital, and they all sent me energy. And, you know, I felt like a wave of just healing and peacefulness swept over me. And so I phoned them and said, what time were you doing the joint affirmation for me? And they said at the time, and that's exactly the time that I felt it just going. So I know that when people do prayers and affirmations, I know it helps.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Yes, it
and
does.
And I'm thankful for each and every one. And I know I'm going to get through this. I just put one foot in front of the other and keep going. That's mm-hmm. the only thing we can do.
And a good job you're doing.
Oh,
well, Anne-Marie, I know you have 5 building blocks for affirmations.
I do. And you know, when I feel that you build on the 5 building blocks, you have a wonderful program upon which to do your affirmations, you know. And guess what the first and foremost building block is?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. We need to forgive. And, you know, forgiveness, real true forgiveness heals even the deepest of wounds. It really does. And when I do the extended toothbrush exercise I talked about every day, and, you know, I have to tell you a little story, was when I was teaching this extended toothbrush exercise to a group of third graders in Kendall, Washington. One little boy came up to me after class, and we were standing outside, and he kind of kicked the dirt and looked down the ground and said in a whisper, Dr. Evers, I can't do that toothbrush thing. And I looked directly at him and said, why, Tommy? Why can't you do the exercise? he looked so sad and he said with downcast eyes, "'Cause I don't love myself." So I told him I'd be back in a couple weeks and would he please just try to do it and tell me how he felt. Well, sort of things sort of happened, you know, in life, and I didn't get back down to Washington for Canada, from Canada for about 4 weeks. When I arrived in the elementary school, he was walking down the hall with his class, and when he saw me, his eyes lit up, he broke away from his class, and he ran up to me and said, I did it. What you told me to do. And I thought, what? Shook my head and thought, what did I tell him to do? I couldn't remember. And then he said, you know, that toothbrush exercise. And now I love myself. And I looked at him with such pride and joy as he continued. And I like and respect others too. And I just wanted to hug him so tight, but I thought better follow the school rules and shook hands and told him how proud I was. And you know what really touched my heart was when he said, and I like and respect others too. Because this is what I wanted him to learn, as well as loving himself, not to become a me student or me person, but that one that has healthy self-love and like and respect for others. I'll never forget that day, Kate, and the look of happiness on Tommy's face. Wow. So did the extended toothbrush exercise work for him? You bet it did.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful story.
And I'll still see his face in my mind's eye. I still see his face, and I see how his hair, I see what he was wearing. You know how that image is etched in my mind, and, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel happy even when I tell the story because it brings back those memories.
Yeah. So the extended toothbrush exercise specifically is that when you're brushing your teeth, can you share with us what you say, or, you know, we can mold it to ourselves?
You can do it as you're brushing your teeth or just after or before. But what you do is you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you say, hey, self, you're a mighty fine person. And if you're a woman, you can say, you're beautiful. If you're a man, you can say, you're a good-looking dude. And then you say, I now forgive. And this is the thing. Everyone and everything that has ever hurt me, I now forgive myself. I love, respect, and approve of myself just the way I am. And when you say ever, it goes right back to creation, when you were in your mother's womb. So if too many memories, like it did for me when I first started doing that, too many memories came up, and I thought I was overwhelmed. Then I said with authority and firmly, one at a time, please. And guess what? Then I do the one, get over with it, and then go forgive completely, and then move on to the next one. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to do that. And, you know, and people have trouble saying, I'm beautiful. But we are beautiful. We're made in God's creation, so of course we're beautiful.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
And then it's so good to do every morning, because what you're doing is you're forgiving everyone and everything, the circumstances that happened to you and people that said little things. So if you do it every day, you don't have that huge bunch of forgiveness all in a pile in your mind. Mm-hmm. You forgive daily, and it's easier to do it that way.
Mhm.
And then the second building block is thoughts. You know, thoughts are things. What you think about, you bring about. And we know that every thought becomes a material thing. And desires are seed thoughts which take root, grow, and bring forth after its kind. And, you know, the thoughts that we originate, entertain, and create our character, our personality, environment, and more, because thought seeks its own. And, you know, it's been said by scientists that we live in a universal ether, which is formless of itself, but pliable and forms around us according to our thoughts, and guess what? The words we speak. I believe we create with every word we speak. So I say to people, this lady phoned me, she said, I'm so broke, this is killing me. I said, don't use the word killing you, you know? And because we don't think about what we're saying. Or how many times have you heard, my back is killing me? And people say this without even thinking. But those words, you know, they're out there. Once you put, you know, you can if you take your words back, you can't take them back in their entirety. You can mitigate them. You can say you didn't mean them, but you cannot take them back. Once a word is spoken, it's out there.
Yeah.
You know? And the ability of a person to think is his or her ability to act upon, guess what, the universal mind, and bring it into manifestation. And I say we cannot afford the luxury of one negative thought. And, you know, you and you are alone are in control of your thoughts. And think about it, Kate. I can't jump into your mind and think your thoughts for you,
mm-hmm.
nor can you do that for me. So thoughts are very personal. Thoughts are us, what we think about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know we're probably going to run out of time if I don't get to the third building block, which is
we
mind
might go
power.
A little bit over.
Okay, which is mind power. See, your mind does not, like we said, know the difference between a real and imagined event, and it stores it for all times. And, you know, I like to say the mind has two distinct yet interrelated functions. Of course, we have the conscious mind that consists of thoughts of which you are aware, and we have the subconscious mind consists of thoughts that we are not readily available to the conscious mind. And you know, Kate, I look at that the conscious mind is like the captain of a ship who gives the order, and the crew is like the subconscious mind, and it obeys the captain's orders immediately without question. Your subconscious mind is your humble servant, and it's always willing to please us and carry out our orders by the way of our conscious mind. And so I ask you and I ask me and I ask all of us, how are we instructing our subconscious mind? You know, it's important to think about that, isn't it? And John Lennon said, I love this, he said, my mind is what makes it all happen. And he was so right. And I do believe that. And then the fourth building block is the, we've talked a great deal about affirmations, and they are natural. They're orders for change, decrees, or statements affirming what you desire. And the proper use of affirmations allows you to take control of your life using the five building blocks. And whenever you are goal setting with powerful, focused intent, you are actually doing a form of affirmation. So remember now, to just to recap, when creating a master affirmation, use only positive terms, must have the safety clause to the good of all parties concerned, and it's very important to be have focused repetition, and don't be overly attached to the outcome, and use your five physical senses and revise your affirmations as required. You know, as you change, your affirmation changes. And somebody sent me an email and said something about attachment. Well, I think you have to be a bit attached to your affirmations, but when people are overly attached, I think that is when it keeps it from coming. Now, like if you send out, say you send out a letter, you don't worry about it getting there, especially if you send it by special delivery or that, you know it's getting there. So when we do an affirmation, we know we put it out there. Have some belief that it'll happen, and don't be so attached to, oh, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Oh, I need it to happen now. Oh, my goodness, it hasn't happened. It's been a week. We don't say those things. We just wait for it to come, because remember, like the seed we plant, it has to, we plant the seed and it has to have time to grow in some cases.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the fifth and final building block is creative visualization. What is that? That is simply thinking in mind pictures. You do it all the time, don't you, Kate?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
You're always creating your reality, and you're thinking pictures. I can see you. You've got pictures and images in your mind all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, coaches and professional athletes and other successful business people have mastered the art and science of creative visualization. And that's when we use all our five physical senses when visualizing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you do creative visualization, you're actually using your mind's natural ability to be creative. And creative visualization is a structured and directed way of using your imagination. I really like that, Kate. Creative visualization is a structured and directed way of using your imagination. Many athletes use creative visualization to achieve their goals. And again, we say, as we know, your mind does not know the difference, and it stores it for all times. So actually, thinking in pictures, which is also known as creative visualization, is one of the basic activities of being human. And that's the five building blocks.
Yeah, and when we really get that energy behind it, you know, just like when I created my new vehicle, it was going to happen. It didn't have any choice. It was going to happen.
And you know what, Kate? When you know that you know that you know, then you know.
Yes. Now, I did include in the handout that everyone got some samples that Anne-Marie shared with us for your master affirmation. And let's see, there's several, the love relationship, the for career, abundance and money, for health, and the general master affirmation that can be for anything. You know, all those are included in your little handout, so be sure to get that. We probably are going to go over just a little bit because we do have some gifts to give away. And Anne-Marie, I did want to ask you, after we give the gifts away, to share with us the bringing in the five physical senses a little bit more for everyone. So, Jess, if you could unmute yourself and... Okay.
And I'm back, Kath.
Good. And Maria, I saw there was a little problem there. Thank you
for
coming
back. Yeah, I'm back,
Kate. Okay. Yeah. Jess, if you could, let's just give the last four numbers of the phone number because, just you know, Jess, I know in your phone number you come up as Champagne, and I know that's not your name. So if you will just give us the last four numbers of the phone number for the three e-books, we're going to give away three of Anne-Marie's e-books of the Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness book. Is that correct, Anne-Marie?
That's correct. Yes, Kate.
Okay, Jess. What are the last four numbers?
Okay, I have... 5538. I have 8634, and I have 8659.
Okay, The first one was 5538.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I know those of you who are listening, you know what your phone number is. So if you if your phone number ends with 5538, 8634. And 8659, then please email Anne-Marie. And Anne-Marie, what email do you want them to use, hon?
They can use annemarieevers@shaw.ca.
Okay.
So it's A-N-N-E, and then M-A-R-I-E, E-V-E-R-S at shaw.ca.
Okay. And if they have any problem with that, they can also email me, and I will get them directed to you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we are going to go just a little bit over time because, Anne-Marie, I don't know if you were still on the line or if you had gotten cut off. Thank you so much for calling back in. But I asked if you could share with us how to bring the five physical senses into when we are saying and experiencing the creation of our affirmation.
Perfect. Okay, now let's say we're doing an affirmation for that special love relationship. What you do then is you have it all written out, your master affirmation, and it's in a plastic insert sheet. You take it out in the morning and the evening and you read it over. Then you simply step ahead in your mind a few days, weeks, or months and bring in your five physical senses. Now here you see the first one. You can see the outline of the person. That's enough. You don't need to see exactly what they look like. The outline. And then you hear that person saying your name, I love you. And then for smell, you can smell a favorite cologne or perfume. And what I did was when I was doing one of my affirmations for a relationship, I went down to the drugstore and got a sample cologne, and I put a drop of it right on my master affirmation.
Oh, my goodness, you believe, that's right.
Would you believe a few, I guess it was a few months later, he received that exact type of cologne from Christmas present from someone. Yeah, so that takes care of the smell. And then feel his arms around you or her arms around you, or feel how wonderful you feel being loved and cherished. And then also for taste, if to complete the five senses, if you can't take a drink of fresh sparkling water, just visualize biting into a juicy apple, and that'll complete the five senses. And you see, it makes it so powerful when you add these five senses because you're adding them to your master affirmation, which makes it happen quicker, easier, and then don't be so attached to it that you're thinking about every day like I was mentioning before. Just know that you've put it out there, you've asked for it, you put your order in, and then you need to blow breath into it too. I want to mention that too. Like if you're looking for a relationship, you need to go places where they have relationships, join places where singles are, and do things like that. Make your go in, blow breath into it. Like for instance, you could stand in an elevator all day and affirm that you moved to the third floor, but until you or someone else pushes the button to the third floor, nothing happens. The same as you could sit in your car all day and say, you confirm your car will start, but somebody has to put the key in the ignition, turn it, and start the car. So when you're doing affirmations like for money and that too, blow breath into it by going and finding out different ways you can do things. Be open to opportunities. Be open to creative ideas. And so what you're doing then is, because you need to blow breath. Remember what that lady did when she went and said that she, a wedding dress and everything? That was sure stepping out in a step of faith, wasn't it? And people, you know, and that's it. And I believe the universe sees you, God's creator sees you working at it, and then they meet you more than halfway to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And saying your affirmations just before you go to sleep at night is a really good thing too, because I believe then your subconscious mind has all night to go out and gather all the information and what it needs to make your affirmation manifest as affirmed.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any kind of resistance in your body that when you say that affirmation, you'll recognize, oh, something doesn't feel quite right, then you can address that right away, especially when you're looking at it, getting into those five senses. You know, Anne-Marie, everybody wants to know about relationship, and the other thing is money. Could you give us an example of the five senses with money?
Oh, sure. Now, with money, you could actually do a money tree, which I've done, too. You get a little tree or even a cardboard tree, and you take some clips. And with the Americans, you can use all the bills. But with us, we have a toonie and a loonie, which is like a coin. So we can put like a $5 bill on there. But I put money. If you can't put real money, you just put Monopoly money. If you don't have that, you just take a piece of paper and write the money on it. What it would be, you know, the amount of the money on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what you do to create to do this, you would do your affirmation, I, your name, remember, deserve, and now receive in excess of so many dollars per month or per year, and net or gross. And then when you do, you add also, you, I'm just thinking here now, you do you look at it and you do the five senses. So you see the money or the money tree, or you see the money in your hand, and then you can hear it as you crumple it, sort of like move it around, or if it's paper money, checks, you can feel the check, and you can smell the newness of the money, and then feel how wonderful you feel too, knowing that you'll never be broke again. And for taste, you do the same thing. To bring in the five senses, you visualize, either take a drink of water or visualize biting into a juicy apple to create the complete senses, the five senses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it works really great. And then you get the money consciousness. Start thinking about that you deserve that money. And if you don't feel you deserve it, you see, affirmations don't work to their highest good. You've got to get that deservedness in there and feel you deserve it. Because why don't you deserve it? You're a child of God, and you deserve the good things. You deserve, it's your birthright to be healthy, happy, and wealthy. So why not claim it today?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if I told you you had $100,000 down the street, and all you had to do was go in and claim it, wouldn't you do that?
Well, that made it really simple.
Really
opened the door right there. Wow.
Yeah, and you say, come on, this is mine, I want it, or put it in your vault and go take it out and visualize it. And then I always say in the affirmation, I use this money to help people all over the world, and I use this money wisely and to help those who want to be helped. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I do, then you can tithe some money, you can do whatever you want to, use the money for whatever you want, to the highest good, your highest good and the highest good of other people. And then it brings in too that you're actually sharing your good thoughts and your wealth with people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, and it's so exciting. I get so excited talking about affirmations, I tell you. I just know that if the people listening will do what I'm mentioning, and if they have any questions, I welcome them to email me and ask me, and I'm always happy to answer questions about affirmations. And if they just put Re Kate Show in the line, then I'll know who they are, because I get so many emails. But if I see any that says Re Kate Show, then I would definitely answer it right away, because it's to do with the show, and I know people like to know right away how to do things, and you don't want to wait for a long time. You want to do it right then, and you get excited about things. Aren't you like that too?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for taking those questions in. And, you know, people, the people who are listening today live, or maybe you're listening to the replay, because we had a lot of people sign up for this call and this program, and they will be listening to the replay because they couldn't be with us here today. Just be sure to email Ann or I about the affirmations and the process. Ann is the very most wonderful expert at affirmations. And you can listen to that. You can listen to that replay through the rest of the week, but if you would like to have your very own digital copy, you can get that or a CD by clicking on the link that will be in your email that you'll be receiving after the show. That will it will have the replay link, the link to the webpage where you can get your own digital download or CD, and it will also include a link to Anne-Marie's website so that you can learn more about her, and also the Game of Life Mastery Program so you can learn more about that. We will have a free preview call about the Game of Life Mastery Program, so be sure that you register for that. There will be some wonderful information in it and some life-changing energy experiences, just like here with Anne-Marie today. And we're going to go more into the affirmations in that mastery program. So, Anne-Marie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And we're out of time, aren't we, right now?
We are. We've actually gone over, and I want to thank everyone for being on the line and continuing to stay with us. Anne-Marie, you've been awesome. Thank you for the wonderful information.
It's wonderful. And, you know, I have something to share about the Affirmation Garden. So if anyone would like to send me an email, I'd be glad to send the information on the Affirmation Garden.
Oh, okay. And, you know, we'll do this again. And we'll include that Affirmation Garden in that next call that we do.
I would love that. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to your wonderful people. And I thank you all for listening. And I really hope, and it's my affirmation, that you will do your affirmations and get the results that you need. And just you'll become a believer like Kate and I are about affirmations and so many others. So God bless.
Yes, and thank you, everyone. Jess, thank you for helping us out today. And everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful day. I look forward to the next free program that I'm offering. There are so many that will be coming up in the new year. Be sure to register for all of those, because just like this one with Anne-Marie, we'll be doing some wonderful things. So have a wonderful day, and we will get back together soon.
Lots of love.